North Simcoe Victim Services is hosting an information night for prospective volunteers next week. Executive Director Kim Neeshaw invites interested citizens to attend and find out more about what the organization is all about. "We will have the opportunity to answer questions and serve some light refreshments," she said. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, volunteer numbers have taken a substantial hit over the past 2 years. "We are really trying to get our numbers back up," Neeshaw said. "We have some training coming up at the end of April, so we are looking for people to volunteer." Volunteers work alongside local police and emergency services to offer assistance to victims of crime or tragic circumstances. People must go through 60 hours of training before becoming crisis volunteers. "They are well equipped before actually being put on the schedule," she said. "They get to pick their own shifts when they are available." Neeshaw says volunteers have a great sense of satisfaction for giving back to the community through helping others. "It's not for everybody," she said. "We are looking for people who live locally because our target response time is 30 minutes. Volunteers must be at least 21 years old, pass a criminal record check, and have access to a vehicle. It takes someone who has empathetic, non-judgmental, and good listening skills," Neeshaw said. Crisis volunteers will respond to sudden deaths, motor vehicle collisions, domestic violence situations, assaults, and other calls. "Pretty much anything that first responders are called to, we could be asked to assist with," Neeshaw said. She said most people are thankful to have a crisis volunteer to support them during a tragic time. "In certain situations, we can't do a whole lot to help," she said, "but we can go, we can sit with families, and we can help them make phone calls, be a listening ear, and give them a hug if that's something they want. Sometimes, just being there in silence can be a blessing for somebody dealing with tragedy," Neeshaw says. The organization is hoping to see 20 people come out to the information session that takes place on April 5 in the tournament room on the second floor of Rotary Place in West Orillia. The event runs from 7 to 9 p.m. Those planning on attending are asked to RSVP by emailing volunteers at ns-vs.com.